is the nest egg, and the artificial one is the China egg. Now, let me ask about the nest egg. This is just for my curiosity. I keep wondering, if you leave a nest egg in, how you knew when you gathered the eggs which was the nest egg so you didn't get an old rotten egg.
Well, you could always tell the fresh eggs. They looked like they had a bloom on them, you know. They were fresh looking. And the nest egg would be kind of slick looking.
Oh, it would? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I guess I wouldn't know, but the people, people who mattered.
Yeah.
All right. You mentioned that in this water, on this water shelf, you would have a cedar bucket for water. Or what did you carry milk in?
Buckets.
Or what were they made of?
Well, they'd be mostly granite buckets or tin buckets.
All right. Would you ever call that a pail?
Yeah. Milk pail.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, would you ever call a wooden thing like this a pail? Did you ever say a wooden pail?
They're mostly,
or a cedar pail?
No. They mostly call those wooden buckets.
In other words, if you're going to call something pail, it makes you think metal.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Is a pail shaped differently from a bucket?
No. Now, some of them are kind of big at the top and come down a little bit smaller at the bottom.
Now, this is the pail. All right, and would a bucket ever do that?
Not a wooden bucket would. They're all made out of cedar that would go, you know, little pieces about like this and just about that wide, and it'd be put together and then have brass bands around them.
To hold them together. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. When you carried food out to the hogs, what did you carry it in?
In a slop bucket.
All right. Is it wood?
No, it would be a can, a big more like a can, you know, something about like this, or maybe a smaller bucket. Well, it's always called that slop bucket.
What kinds of cooking utensils do you remember from old days?
Well, it'd be granite and iron.
Well, thinking not so much of what they're made of. That first word you said, though, I don't think I've heard it. What did you say? Granite?
Granite.
What's that? What kind? Is that a material?
Yeah. Don't you know, you have seen old granite things that have, if you hit them, bump them, it'll break that granite and it'll just keep flaking off.
Is it a kind of metal or a
kind of? It has a baked-on enamel.
Is it, what color is it?
Well, it used to be a lot of different colors. Mostly back old stuff was mostly in a blue and white.
Oh, I'm beginning to get a picture of a roaster in my mind. That's blue and white, kind of speckled.
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're, I don't know what to call that. I never thought about it. My mother had one.
Uh-huh.
All right, now, thinking though, not so much of what they're made of, but what they were called, you know. What, for example, what did you cook the eggs in? What did you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
All right, it would be made out of what?
Mostly iron. And a frying pan, it wouldn't be as heavy as a skillet.
Would it be iron too?
No, I don't know, just some kind of metal. It was thinner than iron.
I see. Do you remember anything that had legs on it?
A pot.
Now, a pot had legs on it? Now,
a black iron pot would have little short legs. And, Lewis, I can't think of the name of that other lamb.
That you cooked in a fireplace?
Yeah.
Did it have a lid on it?
Yeah. What did they call that?
Well, there are several things. Oven?
Yeah.
Or, spider? Or,